Hey, you're listening to China232.com.
Hey guys, we are back once again here at China232.com, and we've got a special guest today. It's Andrew.
Yes, hey guys.
So, as you can see, it's not different, but still special at the same time.
Very, very nice. Thank you, Ed.
Very nice. Okay, so we're going to jump into our story pretty quickly, I think. And
it's today, a dialogue today.
Oh, yeah, right. It is a dialogue.
And what's it about, Ed?
It's about a date.
We do a lot of dating scenes, I'm sure everybody's noticed. But there's a lot of great words with the dating, and they really, you can use them in lots of areas of life. And this is a funny one that actually two guys, not us, of course, but two guys could talk about. What are you smiling about?
I've got a date Saturday night.
Who's the lucky lady?
That chick I was talking to when we went bowling last week.
Hey, that's awesome. She was really cute.
I know. Hey, can I borrow your cell phone to call her?
Why don't you just use yours?
Because I've been calling her all day and she won't pick up the phone. She doesn't know your number, so she might pick up if I use your phone.
That's ridiculous. Don't be such a psycho. She's gonna think you're a stalker.
Yeah, you're right. Do you think I blew it already with three calls?
Probably not. But definitely don't call her again until she calls you. And no messages either. You don't want to seem so needy. Chicks don't like that.
I am being a psycho. Wow.
Forget about it. It's easy to do. Just relax and try to play it cool.
Okay, great. Very, very nice dialogue today once again. This is pretty funny because I hope that our listeners realize that I would never be doing this if I met a girl. They should be calling me, if anything.
Exactly. And yeah, this is more of two guys maybe that don't have much experience or are not very good with the ladies.
Right. They're probably late teenagers, we would hope. If you're still having these habits when you're older, you're probably not looking too good.
Not good at all. Let's just go over the plot here a little bit, just to kind of make sure everyone got it.
Plot is what happened in the story, right?
Let's talk about what happened just to make sure we got it. So we're talking, Ad and I, about a girl that Ad met. Oh, a chick, by the way, we'll just talk, is a girl, right? Usually a young, good-looking girl.
Right, it's a little bit of a slang word, and some girls take offense to this, but they shouldn't because it's a compliment, really.
Yeah, chicks a good word. I think now even some girls use it, but guys, when they talk to each other, use it a lot, talking about chicks, hot chicks. Right,
hot babes, hot chicks, exactly.
Uh-huh, it's a good word to know.
Okay, so getting back to the plot.
Right, the plot. You add in the dialogue, of course, not in real life.
Right.
But you've got a date Saturday. And the funny thing is you want to borrow my cell phone. This is kind of the tricky part because you're worried that the girl's going to see your phone number and you've been calling her all day.
Right. I've been calling her too much. So I want to try from another phone to see maybe if she blew me off, if she didn't want to talk to me again.
Right. This is a very terrible thing to do as a guy. No confidence.
Right.
Not good.
Wait for the girls to call you.
Exactly.
Okay,
call once. Call once and that's it.
Well, if you want to do that, fine.
All right. Another good word I said, don't be such a psycho.
Right. Psycho means like a really, really crazy person.
Yeah. It's short for the word psychopath. It's kind of a professional word, but we use it in regular English just to kind of define.
Right. A psychopath is a person that actually has a real mental disorder, mental problem.
They should be in an institute. They should be in the hospital, basically.
Right. So if a person, a real normal person, is behaving like a psychopath or a psycho.
Just really bad, stupid behavior. We say, you're a psycho. You're really weird. But we just say it for fun.
Right.
Or you're psychotic. You're acting psychotic.
That's also
same,
true.
Same thing. We said the girl's going to think you're a stalker if you keep calling. We say this a lot too. If somebody keeps following and watching you, often, you know, if you're a good-looking girl, maybe you have some guy who's always following you because he really likes you.
Right. It happens for girls and guys, yeah, actually.
It does. Often with girls, sometimes with guys. But the guy, let's just say the guy example, the guy's following you. He keeps following you and watching and calling and being really annoying. You say he's stalking you. He's being a stalker, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. So, he would be in situations where you were. He'd keep running into you, right?
Yeah, he'd keep trying to see you all the time in case you changed your mind and liked him. I mean, it never happens.
No. Well, being a stalker isn't usually a quality that most girls or guys like, for that matter.
No one likes stalkers, so stop it if you're doing that.
Great.
Addy asks...
I was wondering if I blew my chances, if I blew it.
Okay, so blew it means you ruined your chance.
Right, you don't have a chance anymore.
So he had the date, right? The girl agreed to go on the date, but then he kept calling and calling and calling. And she probably saw his phone number, so he's wondering, did I ruin this?
Right.
Did I blow it? Does she think I'm a psycho? Does she think I'm a stalker? Here are all the words.
Sure, I didn't know what happened. At one point, I knew I had the opportunity to go on the date, but now I'm not sure. I'm wondering if I blew it.
So if you blow it, you know, you can say it in sports. If you have a good opportunity and you miss an easy shot, you blew it. You blew your chance. You had an opportunity and you missed it.
You missed it. You messed up.
So he's wondering. Needy. It's a pretty easy word to understand.
That means you need many things.
Yeah, but when we talk in relationships, Ad, mm-hmm.
Well, usually attention. You need attention.
If you often. Seem like you want this girl or guy too much, you seem needy.
Or you seem hungry.
We say hungry sometimes. He's very hungry. Mm-hmm. Or needy, right? Like, oh, I really need this person all the time or whatever. So don't be needy, right? You want
to... Right, don't be a stalker or be needy. These are both terrible qualities to pick up.
Easy to do, but no one will like it. And so what if you're not going to be needy, last phrase, what do you have to do?
You want to play it cool.
Play it cool. This is a good phrase.
It's the opposite of being a stalker, really, right?
And being needy, right? Mm. Playing it cool is being cool. Relax. Just let things happen naturally. Don't... you know, make such a big deal of everything.
And guys, hopefully you don't have to play it cool so much. Hopefully you just are cool.
Yeah, right, exactly.
If you're playing it cool, that might mean that you're pretending to be something that you're not.
But we say this anyway.
I know.
I just played it cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I just was relaxed, confident. I wasn't, you know, going, oh my God.
Sure, you can be cool and still play it cool.
Right. Well, that's what cool people do. They always play it cool.
that's their play every time.
Every time. So play it cool. You know, let the person come to you instead of you saying, you don't want to go out tonight? Oh, let's go out tomorrow night. Oh, you don't want to go out tomorrow night? How about next night?
Yeah, you're busy tomorrow. How about when are you free? How about I'm free February and March for that matter.
That's not playing it cool.
No, that's not cool at all.
Okay, so that's being needy and annoying. It'll never work. So this is a great lesson, guys. We have a lot of good words. And what else? Good relationship advice to not do.
Sure. We're basically done our lesson for today, but I just want to bring up a few more points to tell everyone to get on the website and tell us what you think. What do you want to hear about? If you have a lesson idea or something that you want to talk about or how to improve our website, that would mm-hmm. be great. Mm-hmm. Because if you guys, you know, you want to do more of business English or something like this, we would be glad to hear it from you.
So thanks, guys. We'll talk to you very soon. Get on the website, www.china232.com. We'll see you next time. And thanks, Ad, for coming out.
Thank you for having me here. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.